I'm Dan Daniel. Today is July 14th, and I want to wish all of you a happy Bastille Day, which has the same significance in France as our own 4th of July in this country. As a special treat for all of our listeners today, I want to announce that I will not sing the French national anthem. I know just about enough French to get slapped. Instead, we'll call on O.C. Smith for a much less militant number. La La Peace Song.
But that sound so profound, overhead of children, Lord, as they pass. Sounds like thunder. But there's no rain. This kind of thunder blows down doors and walls and things. No one knows how long it's gonna last. Steel birds falling to the ground, not knowing what to know. When the end comes, in, but now where we gonna go? Oh, people, that's my la-la-la, to be strong. La-la-la-la, tell me why can't we get along?
Yeah.
our PGA Golf Report from the Robinson Classic, so stay tuned. Time now, 14 minutes after the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hi, everyone. This is Alan Ross. Plan now to attend the National Horse Show and Flower Show at the showgrounds honoring Holland. See America's greatest horse show featuring acrobatic riding by the Satellites, Roman riding by the Arena Athenas, happy music by the Dutch Treaters Band, 35,000 square feet of flower and garden displays, entertainment for the entire family rated G. For one admission, you see both shows. For reservations, call or come direct to the showgrounds, the Santa Barbara National Horse Show and Flower Show, now through July 21st at the showgrounds.
Artists, if you are exhibiting in the Santa Barbara County Fair in Santa Maria, your art entry must be delivered to Village Frame at 14 State Street on or before this coming Thursday, July the 19th. For information, call 969-0524. That's 969-0524.
Hello, I'm Dan Daniel with another Monitor PGA Golf Report direct from the Robinson Classic being played at the Crawford Country Club in Robinson, Illinois. Here is Jim Kelly.
At the end of 54 holes here at the Robinson, a three-way tie for the lead at 9-under par, Dick Ryan, Chuck Courtney, and Dean Beeman. Ryan had a 65 today, Courtney a 66, and Beeman had a 67. Dean 67 included five birdies and one bogey, but a big scrambling par out at number two.
Yes, I did. I hit a pretty good chip shot that just was hit, no question, was too hard and hit the flag. It was one that could have stayed, and everybody in the gallery was saying that it was a bad break, that it could have gone in, but I knew that I was lucky to have hit the flag, or I would have had maybe a 10-footer for a par coming back. So it started the randoff, then I came back the next hole, knocked it on in two, had a putt for eagle and just missed, and then played a real good solid round of golf, getting a three more birdies, two on three pars, almost made a hole in one on eight, just flipped the hole, and it made a good putt for birdie at nine to be out 31. So got off to a good start, and then had some chances on the back nine, and just was hanging around the lips of the cups, and finally got one more birdie, but gave it away at 17. I played 17 very badly. I just played it like a duffer, and knew it when I was doing it, and looking back on it, I know it now.
And he parred out at 18, en route to a 67, tied for the lead at 9-under par with Chuck Courtney and Dick Ryan. That, of course, was Dean Beeman. Beeman's last victory, the 72 Quad Cities, Courtney in 69 at Tallahassee. Ryan has never won. One stroke off the lead at 8-under par, young Andy North, two back, Bob Dixon and Bob Lewis. For Monitor Sports, this is Jim Kelly. Now this message.
I'm Arnold Palmer for Allstate. I have a teenage daughter. Recently, she got her driver's license. Like any father, I worry when Peggy has the car. But she passed the driver education course at school. It made her a better driver and made me worry a little less. Allstate's been a pioneer in driver ed. They make special training films for the classroom. They sponsor training courses for drive ed teachers. We owe it to our kids to support driver education. Arnold Palmer for Allstate, the good hands people.
More PGA Golf Reports from the Robinson Classic throughout the weekend on Monitor 73. Now more Monitor music. This one done by Edward Bear. That's more than one person. A free man group from Canada. Great group. Great song. Title, Close Your Eyes.
The dream she came back home last night, asked her where she'd been. She said, I've been around the world and it almost did me in. She said, I hope you didn't wait too long. I have no sense of time. See, you've written one last song and I realize it's mine. Think of all the times we'd talk, sing a nursery rhyme. Close your eyes, I'm right beside you. Run for miles, you know I'll find you. Cause it's all the same. Change your lover, change your name. If you're to be a friend, close your eyes, I'm back again. seemed as if she'd change. Said that she'd go back to school and try things once again. But she knew it didn't take too long. Still she lost her way. And all the reason in the world could be she couldn't stay. As I helped her pack her things, it didn't hurt to say, close your eyes, I'm right beside you. And run for miles, you know I'll find you. Cause it's all the same. Change your lover, change your name. If you need a friend, close your eyes, I'm back again. Cause it's all
your eyes. Next, advice on everyday living by syndicated columnist Ann Landers, who has some sharp words for young people who feel the world owes them a living.
When it comes to money, each person has his own idea of how to handle it. Now, I'm always fascinated by letters from young people who claim to despise materialism, yet they want to be cut in on what they consider their share of Dad's dough. Listen to this. Ann, can you tell me why wealthy parents are so stingy with their money? I have friends whose parents are loaded, yet they don't give their kids a dime, just because they're over 21. They seem to think that because they raised their kids and put them through college, that's enough. The children aren't bums or loafers. They make a decent living, but they work like slaves. In the meantime, their parents live like royalty. They'll never be able to spend all their money if they live to be 150. So why don't rich parents give their kids money when they can use it, instead of waiting till they die and then pay the government a big chunk of inheritance taxes? Well, my answer was this. Wealthy parents don't owe their children fistfuls of money. You say your friends are respectable and making a decent living? Well, if they are self-respecting as well, they would refuse to be subsidized by their parents. Unearned money can be a curse, a crippling influence that robs individuals of initiative. Each of us knows a bright, capable man who was denied the satisfaction of making it on his own because his father handed him a bundle. This robbing by giving technique often results in bitter resentment. And in my book, it's a bummer.
Ann Landers will be at the monitor microphone again tomorrow, counseling a young lady who wants to get rid of a freeloading boyfriend. Now, Diana Ross, with what I can only describe as an attractive invitation. Touch me in the morning, or in the afternoon, or in the evening. Just touch me.
Touch me in the morning. Then just walk away. We don't have tomorrow, but we had yesterday. Yeah. Wasn't it me who said that nothing good's gonna last forever? And wasn't it me who said, let's just be glad for the time together? It must have been hard to tell me that it's more than all you had to give. I can understand your feeling that way. Everybody's got their life to live. Thank you.
behind us. Didn't we run away and hope the time wouldn't try to find us? Didn't we take each other to a place where no one's ever been? Yeah, I really need you near me tonight, 'cause they'll never take me there.
Instrumental mood music by Afrique. Soul Makossa.
Makossa. Makossa. Mama kumukusa, 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 mama mama kusa.
This is Monitor 73. My name is Dan Daniels, and we'll have much more just ahead, so do stay tuned.